Colt as well.
Jack and News. You need to know. Now.
Joburg and Polokwane reach a high of 19 this afternoon, Mbombela 21. We start with politics, and President Cyril Ramaphosa will most likely today announce the new cabinet for the 7th administration under the government of national unity. In his inauguration speech on Wednesday, he highlighted that the election results reflected public disapproval of the government's performance. The ANC aims to retain control over crucial sectors like finance, labor, trade and industry, with Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana likely retaining his position. Meanwhile, the DA may secure several ministries. As South Africans wait with bated breath for the announcement of the new cabinet, various organizations have made inputs on what they would like to see. Everest Wealth says the new cabinet will be a significant test for the government of national unity. According to the group, the new cabinet's composition will be critical in addressing pressing issues like inequality, poverty and unemployment, and restoring investor confidence. To health matters, and TB remains one of the main killers in the country, and many people may not know they have it until they get diagnosed. That's according to the Department of Health's Chief Director for TB Control and Management, Professor Norbert Njeka, who was speaking at a conference in Sandton on the development of a computer-aided design to help with the diagnosis and screening of TB and silicosis.
Up to probably half of the people with TB don't have any symptoms. So if you have a close contact, you're living with someone who has TB, even if you're well, please go for checkup.
The Public Servants Association commemorates Public Service Day today, recognizing the achievements and challenges faced by public sector employees in South Africa. The association's Claude Nyker says despite challenges such as corruption and lacking infrastructure, the PSA remains committed to defending collective agreements and promoting the rights and interests of public servants.
We strive to ensure that all our members are protected at the workplace. We ensure that occupational health and safety issues are taken care of at the institution so that our members can work in a safe and conducive environment, in that working in this environment, they can deliver quality service to all our citizens of our country.
Rugby news, and the Springboks opened their post-Rugby World Cup life with a comfortable 41-13 win over Wales at Twickenham. Jesse Creel, Bongi Mbonambi and Edwill van der Merwe scored tries with a penalty try from Makazole Mapimpi. Van der Merwe, who played in his debut Bok test, was named man of the match.
Man, it was incredible, very humbling. It's like my first time for the Springboks to get man of the match. But honestly, I think the way we prepared the last 2 weeks has just given me a lot of confidence in the system. And today I could just be myself. There was no real nervousness. I could just go out and be able. And I think the guys around me really helped me. JC, my pimps, gave me a lot of confidence. Always chatted to me and just make my job easy.
But heartbreak for the Bulls as the Glasgow Warriors produced a stunning come-from-behind victory to shock the boys in blue 21-16 in a thrilling United Rugby Championship final at Loftus last night. I'm Martine van der Walt-Elers. Hoofnuus President Cyril Ramaphosa sal heel waarskynlik vandag sy nuwe kabinet bekend maak.
High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Morning, Barney Simon. DJ and Chris from Madagascar for Dauphin, sitting looking out over the ocean, listening to your show, enjoying it. Thanks, man.